Motherhood, written and read by Sheila Hetty.
Note: flipping three coins is a technique used by people who consult the I Ching, a divination system that originated in China over 3,000 years ago. Kings used it in times of war, and regular people used it to help them with life problems. By flipping three coins six times, one of 64 states is revealed, and a text elaborates their meaning. Confucius, one of the most important interpreters of the I Ching, said that if he had 50 years to spare, he would devote them to the book's study. The original text of the I Ching is poetic, dense, highly symbolic, and intricately systematic, profoundly philosophical, cosmological in its sweep, and notoriously arcane. In the pages that follow, three coins are used, a technique inspired by the I Ching, but not the actual I Ching, which is something different. A further note. In this book, all results from the flipping of coins result from the flipping of actual coins. I often beheld the world at a great distance, or I didn't behold it at all. At every moment, birds passed by overhead that I did not see, clouds and bees, the rustling of breezes, the sun on my flesh. I lived only in the grayish, insensate world of my mind, where I tried to reason everything out and came to no conclusions. I wished to have the time to put together a worldview, but there was never enough time, and also, those who had it seemed to have had it from a very young age. They didn't begin it at 40. Literature, I knew, was the only thing that could be begun at 40. If you were 40, beginning it, you could be said to be young. In everything else, I was old. All the boats were far off, away from the shore. While I was still making my way to the shore, I hadn't even found my boat yet. The girl who was staying with us, she was 12, made me see my own limitations as no one else had. My frailty, my obedience, my petty rebellions. Most of all, my ignorance and sentimentality. When I entered the living room in the morning, half a hot dog was on the table. I called it a banana. Then I knew I was too old for this world, that she had quite naturally surpassed me and would continue to. To transform the grayish and muddy landscape of my mind into a solid and concrete thing, utterly apart from me, indeed not me at all, was my only hope. I didn't know what this solid form would be or what shape it would take. I only knew that I had to create a powerful monster, since I was such a weak one. I had to create a monster apart from me, that knew more than I knew, had a worldview, and did not get such simple words wrong. Flipping three coins on a desk. Two or three heads, yes. Two or three tails, no. Is this book a good idea? Yes. Is the time to start it now? Yes. Here in Toronto? Yes. So then there's nothing to be worried about. Yes. Yes, there's nothing to be worried about? No. Should I be worried? Yes. What should I be worried about? My soul? Yes. Will reading help my soul? Yes. Will being quiet help my soul? Yes. Will this book help my soul? Yes. So then I'm doing everything right? No. Am I handling my relationship wrong? No. Am I wrong in ignoring the suffering of others? No. Am I wrong in ignoring the political world? No. Am I wrong in not being grateful for the life I have? Yes. And the things I can do with it, having this time and prosperity? No. Having my particular being? Yes. Is the time for worrying about my particular being over? Yes. Is this the time to begin thinking about the soul of time? Yes. Do I have everything I need to begin? Yes. Yes.